You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Gigantic. Pop. Welcome back, everybody. March 23rd, 2024. Gigantic Pop coming at you to talk about the state of things on the road to WrestleMania. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Raj Geary and Matt Morgan. Matt, how you doing, man? How's the weather in Florida?
It's always beautiful, always balmy and sunny, and I miss that music. God, I miss that music.
It feels like it's been weeks since we've done it, even though I guess it's been, you know, since when Mercedes debuted. But it feels like it's been a while.
How's the Mercedes era of AEW going? I've been busy. Like, how's that working?
Raj?
Well, if you're looking at it from a rating standpoint, and not just her Okada, Will Ospreay, they haven't been great. They've been lower than what they've been doing, lower than average. And, I think putting Mercedes in there with Willow and Julia Hart and Sky Blue, you're not getting the most out of her. And I just felt like they did it wrong. They handled it wrong. I felt like they should have had vignettes and really build up her debut as opposed to doing what they did with Punk. So
it's been there. For folks that don't know, that is a very popular Raj Geary quote. It's there. So we're stoked to have you back, Roz. Welcome back from vacation, my friend. I was just going to say that, so as a wrestler, and I'm looking at it, I'm going, okay, they're obviously trying to give Willow Nightingale the rub, right? Willow's charismatic as it gets, and then she's got charisma by the bucket load. But I agree with you that you need to bring a Mercedes Moné in with, like, a major talent. You have to, because, like, But that, hang on. As soon as I say that, though, Raj and Glenn, it goes back to what I always go back to, my TNA example of, we brought in RVD, Jeff Hardy, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, and I'm leaving other, oh, no big deal, Mr. Kennedy or Mr. Anderson, all in the same episode. And it only right. raised us 0.2 points on Spike TV from a 1.2 that we were averaging on Spike TV, which AEW would kill to have, and they don't. No offense, AEW haters or AEW lovers. But, like, it raised it to 1.4. That's all it could do. With Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, RVD, Jeff Hardy, Mr. Kennedy, who was hot at the time, right? So I don't think that's on Mercedes Moné specifically. I think it's on Tony to book her properly and bring her back in a way which smashes, like, ratings. People want to watch, and you can't miss this episode because she's going to say blank, right? Something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree 100%. So, yeah, you know, it's still early. Obviously, the big feuds are still out there. Yeah, you know, obviously down the road, Britt Baker when she's back. That's the big one. So yeah, we'll give it time.
So we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to do a recap of kind of where we're standing going into WrestleMania. We're going to talk about some other miscellaneous stuff, I'm sure. But Matt Morgan has blown up our group chain because Matt has got some feelings about Mr. Cody Rhodes and the promos he has been cutting. And Matt, I want to give you the spotlight because no I know pressure. You've been sitting on this. I know you did like a V1 video that was so big it wouldn't upload, folks. Matt Morgan like literally broke YouTube with his thoughts about Cody's promo Monday, and I'm sure he's got more to say after his promo on SmackDown last night. So, Matt, I want to give you the floor to speak your truth.
Glenn, where were you when I was still wrestling to be with my manager and hype me up? Seriously. I really could have used you. Good Lord. Do my talking. Am I hyping? But on Monday night after the Cody Rhodes promo, I'm on Monday Night Raw, I tried and attempted to send my live cut take on Cody's promo. And for whatever reason, it would not send. I couldn't email it. I couldn't text it. It was not working because I tried to download it here. So my apologies to our fans. I did try my best, but Mr. Blabbermouth over here talked too long and made the file too big. But I had so much to say because if you guys follow me on Twitter at BP Matt Morgan, I kept saying leading into Monday Night Raw of this past week that Cody has got to ditch the suit. He's got to ditch the pocket watch. He's got to ditch everything, and we need to see a major gear shift in Cody Rhodes' character of I have taken what I could take, but I can't stand no more. You talked about my mom. Ish is on now, fool. And I felt like on Monday Night Raw, we kind of got that, but we got it in the same Cody package. For those that will argue, well, Matt, Cody in his suit and tie and his sweet pocket watch with his sweet chain connected to it, looking more like Mr. Belvedere than somebody that's going to kick your ass in a fight, has worked for him. It made him the most popular babyface in all of pro wrestling. I will say, I'll agree with you. I am the world's biggest Cody crybaby. I'm 7 feet tall. It's over 300 pounds. So I will anoint myself as the world's biggest Cody crybaby. Easy for me to say. So with that, me being a huge fan of Cody and what he's been doing, I thought he needed to make a major gear shift. And I don't think we got that in that promo. I thought we got elements of it, right? But it was an over-rehearsed promo, meaning it was all scripted, and you could tell it was scripted. This was the one promo that I just wish Cody would burn the thesaurus and shit can it and come out and let us know what he's really thinking. Rock talked about his mom in that promo, and I'm going back to the Friday beforehand with especially Rock's promo on Instagram, the Friday before this Monday Night Raw retaliation from Cody, right? Or rebut from Cody. And the minute Rock brought his mom into it, we should have seen a what type of promo from Cody. And I felt we didn't get that. We got elements of it, elements, meaning he did bring up, he knows his mom, but his mom's a wonderful person and all the other great stuff he tried to say. That is what a baby, for those that were disappointed that he crapped all over Rock's mom, what are you thinking? He's a baby face. He should not have crapped on Rock's mom for those keeping score at home. He did that perfectly, in my opinion. But he should have really shown the I'm going to beat your ass come night one of WrestleMania because you made it about my mom. It's on, fool. We needed that type of promo, that type of intensity, and we don't get that if we're looking at a dude rocking a banker suit. I'm not saying to make fun of him. I'm, again, the number one Cody crybaby in the universe. I was the first, not the first, but one of the first former pro wrestlers that were out there admitting, yeah, I'm a Cody crybaby, Rock. I don't want you wrestling Roman Reigns on night one or two of WrestleMania. Cody, it's Cody, it's Cody. You know, so I'm saying that as a huge fan and mark of Cody Rhodes and his story. I know people keep making fun of Cody Rhodes finishing the story. I don't think there's nothing to make fun of. I think they did a great job of leading us up to here. And that's why I was so pissed that Rock was going to step in and just say, screw you and your storyline. Here's the problem. Rock is cutting these world beater promos of all time, clowning Cody and making him look not cool. He's making Seth Rollins look not cool. So both of them need to step their games up big time with their verbiage on how they retaliate. It can't be the same old status quo. They both, especially Cody, have got to show a major gear shift in their character. Folks that don't know what I'm talking about, look at Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle is the world, in my opinion, the world's greatest gear shifter. Not just in the match when somebody kicks out of his finisher or false finisher, etc., but his character. Kurt can go from making fun of himself to being the biggest badass in America like that when it was time to do so. And we needed that from Cody Rhodes this past Monday night on Raw, and I did not like his response. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and we saw glimpses of it from Seth when he called Rock Mr. Midlife Crisis, things like that, where you really have to come in and, you know, kind of step on his shoes and not take it.
Raj, you hit it on the head. Like, I thought Seth was more intense, way more intense with his rebuttals to Rock. You're correct. And he got right in Rock's face. He didn't look diminutive in height, right? That's a big thing. And hit him back with, listen, Mr. Midlife Crisis. I was like, yeah, get him, Seth. Get him.
Yeah.
It's tough because you have to strike the balance, right? It's like you want to do something heartfelt. You want to do something meaningful. But, Matt, I think you really hit the nail on the head because with the suit, the pocket watch, it's like he's out there and saying, in this verbal duel, if you cast jest towards the matriarch of my family, well, such levity you while entertaining, it tests the boundaries of propriety. As a gentleman and a scholar of the old school, I cannot let this pass unaddressed.
And for folks that think he's being funny, no offense, he wasn't far off the mark from what Cody said.
Burn
the thesaurus, Cody. Get rid of it.
Yes, but more John Cena, less Fraser Crane, you know.
John Cena could be super corny for the
He
record,
can be,
though.
But okay. At least John uses really direct language from that. When John Cena wants to resonate a point, make you feel it in your soul, John can do that.
Touche. No, you're not wrong. You're right on that, actually. Yeah,
like,
you're right.
And I mean this, I'm not, okay, this is not me saying, oh, wrestling fans are dumb, wrestling fans are uneducated.
Yes,
I'm
you
not
are.
Saying that.
He's saying it. Yes, he is. Asterisk, yes, he is.
Sometimes. And I know this because I'm a colorful, flowery, 25-cent language kind of guy, right? Sometimes the most effective words are the simplest words because everybody, it's not that they understand them, everybody feels them. They get them. Yeah. That's why simple language is important. A lot of times people get in their head and try and dress something up too much because they want to sound intelligent. It just doesn't work. Same token, The Rock needs to get a thesaurus. If I hear walking clown emoji, you clown.
No,
you clown
he
shoes,
broke it.
Bozo.
No. He broke it. He broke it. He called him cringe. I was so proud of him.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Walking cringe. I was so impressed with that. I was so happy.
Yeah. The most cutting edge slang of 15 years ago.
They smartened him up to clown emoji. I was so proud of him.
And And again, we disagree on The Rock one. I thought he just killed it last week on SmackDown.
So repetitive, though. And Roman.
Time out. Wait, hang on.
Well, the song was good. Yeah, the song was good. Continue, man.
The John Morant part was the best part, just for the record. Right. And made him a heel. But like, Rise, we talk offline. We share with the folks, right?
Yeah.
How many times have I said, is Rock really being a heel right now? He's not. Mm-hmm. He's getting pops nonstop. Oh, but he cut his teeth in Memphis, man. I don't give a shit if he cut his teeth in Memphis. Your job is to be the heel. You are this humongous superstar, not just in like Hollywood, but in wrestling and everywhere. People want this guy to run for president. He's as popular as it gets. He needs to cut the mic. No more smell what The Rock is cooking. No more all his catchy like hook line phrases. If he really wanted to be a heel about it, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that was the only problem I had with his promo last week. Was he?
That he's too entertaining. He's too funny. He's too entertaining.
And he just, you watch him, it's like, he's, you know, we said this on the last episode, he's just so alpha. That other people can't keep.
Raj, he eats them up alive.
Yeah.
The Rock is so alpha, he's bald and he's trying to sell you hair care products now. That's some alpha shit.
What's it called? Papa Tui. We're going to give a cheap plug right now. Papa Tui Scarekin line. I watched on Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. That's how old this guy is.
Shampoo and conditioner. Like,
he's that over. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I mean, he's good. Awesome.
But I want to talk about last night on SmackDown because so what's interesting is we had the Rock concert last week. This Friday, no Rock daily fuck your story affirmation on social media.
Because he's going to be on Raw. So I'm guessing he's saving it for Monday.
Yeah. But this was super weird last night.
Raj has his little... I'm not.
Yeah. I was really sad, but I'm like, maybe Monday.
Comes out last night and Cody comes out last night and these guys had a debate. I felt like I was back in debate class in high school where, you know, Roman's like, now when I say you're number two, that's not an insult. To be number two is a very high level. Like it was like watching, it was very weird to have them going back and forth with point counterpoint.
So here's my great point, Glenn. Great, great point, actually. So I thought the same thing. This is what I've been saying all along, and this is where I wish I learned how to upload videos so I can put them on our gigantic pop videos, or podcast rather, and YouTube channel, but I am slower than molasses, so my apologies. But like, I've been saying this from forever, because Rock is so smooth, because he's so cool, because he's the modern day Arthur Fonzarelli. For folks that were in the 80s, like me and Glenn and Roger will understand that, that he...
Oh, that's frozen for me.
Yeah.
He'll be back in a second, folks. So Monday.
Can you see me?
Now we got you, Matt. Started again. You froze.
Sorry, guys. So because Rock is always so cool at anything he says, he can go out and take a dump in the middle of the ring and everybody say, oh, my God, that's the best thing ever because it's The Rock did it. So, like, this is what I go back to, that, like, I would have taken all of his catchphrases out of it and just stood in the back. I know it would be hard for him, but stand in the background behind Roman, because Roman is the one that is our universal champion. He's the one who's been on a 3+ year run. He's the one that's has destiny with, you know, history, right? Potentially. And Cody's not facing The Rock on night two of WrestleMania. He's facing Roman. And I watched a really good Roman promo on with Pat McAfee on SportsCenter and the Pat McAfee show. And Roman brought it all back, but I'm worried the WWE Universe did not see that interview. And so when Roman's in the ring with Cody, Roman needed to hit a lot harder than what he did in that in that one-on-one promo, in my opinion.
Hmm. I think, and this is a criticism of everything with WrestleMania and WWE PLEs in general, it's very hard to get the right balance to where you go, oh, I wish they had another week to tell this story better, or oh, this should be 1 week shorter and it would be that much more exciting.
But they need to let me give you an example. Drew McIntyre is, I just was on his Twitter today, looking like a stalker, but whatever, I don't care. He's gold on Twitter. Yeah. And if I'm WWE, I'm going, dude, we don't need you to go out the ring cutter promo. We're just going to show your video of you close gripping 350 pounds like it's no big deal and mocking CM Punk's torn tricep. We're just going to air that because that does so much talking for you. Little things like that, like WWE should be smart enough, up to date enough to be able to make that judgment call, right?
Yeah.
So they need to do this all around. Like with Roman Reigns on the Pat McAfee show, he spit some real good truth about, look, you guys keep saying John Cena's on like the Mount Rushmore. That's cool if that's what you think. He's had what, 14, 15 title reigns, 16 title reigns. Great. How many of them have been longer for my current title reign? Oh, that's right. Yeah. Zero. I'll take, what do you say? Quality substance over, what do you say?
Quality over quantity, basically.
That's it. That's what he said. And I agreed with him on that. Yeah.
That's the thing I used to have with like Hogan and Ric Flair back in the day, where people would be like, oh, Ric Flair has held a title this many times. I'm like, yeah, because Hogan doesn't get beat. That's way better, you know? Like
that is way better.
Yeah.
So
being 15-time champion means you've lost it 15 times or 14 times, you know. So
it kind of does.
real quick, I wanted to make a quick correction. Thanks to Sean Gardner, Rock won't be on Raw till April 1st. That's right. CM Punk is on Monday night, and then Rock is on.
Wait, slow down. Is Punk's coming?
Yeah, it's in Chicago. So.
Sorry.
It's interesting that with everything with The Rock and Roman and Cody and bringing Cody's family and his dad and his mom into it, that Brandy hasn't been mentioned. But I think I know the reason why.
I do too, because it gets Cody heat. Keep her out of it, Cody. Trust me.
Yeah. No, if she gets involved, one, she is not going to put up with any bullshit, but it's going to make Cody look super like beta male if Brandy upstages him.
Yes, he will. He looked like made it. Okay. And I should have led with this. He looked beta male when he had his amazingly beautiful dog, by the way. God, that dog is gorgeous with blue eyes. But with going into his episode, what was it? Was it Raw that night that Cody rebutted? It was Rock. Sorry.
Yeah.
With his dog had a scarf and said, "Rock is a cat." Good one, Cody. Good job.
Yeah, that,
good job.
That was cringe.
Super cringe. And then like somebody's like, "No, but Matt, don't you get it?" Somebody on Twitter like direct messaged me, "Matt, don't you get it? He's saying that Rock's a bitch." No, I'm sorry. No. I said that wrong. Pussy. Don't you get it? Cat. Like, yes, I got it. It was still horribly cringe. And again, it's not him doing the tough guy talking we need him to do right now. I need Cody for 1 second to just pretend he's a tough guy. Just for 1 second. Yeah. He go back to his banker outfit. He can give me a loan. He can do all that other ish. But we need him right now. He's not wearing a suit. He's pissed. He's wearing a workout outfit like Punk did in that promo. Come out pissed off and just deliver a just KO to Rock verbally.
Yeah.
And he kind of did that in AEW. Remember that at one time he went back to his hair being dyed black his hair being black and trying to come off more intense. It didn't quite work there, but
it was like better than that.
Yeah, exactly. Something where he's out of his suit and tie and just really all business and comes off as a threat. Like he's really there to hurt the
So
Rock.
Let me play devil's advocate for both of you. So I did get on the suit in the the banker freaking look that he had with his three-piece suit. It's not just a suit, guys. It's a three-piece suit, as you see, with a sweet pocket watch. Nobody wears a pocket watch, Cody. Nobody wears it, but whatever.
He just needs a cigar pipe. Guys.
And a monocle. Guys, and a monocle.
Yeah, we're in tongue from my sweet arms, water I'm drinking. BCAAs. So, but listen, both you guys, let me ask you guys an honest question. Did you not want to see Cody come out with, like, I hate to make it so material, but did you not want to see him come out with something different.
I think he could change it up a little bit. Yeah. It's
just for the one response. He talked about his mama, his mom.
Yeah. There's a lot that I think he could have done just to change it up a bit. If it's starting to feel now a little like too much is happening in the ring, which is weird to say. I know they want that live pop for the crowd to get invested, but, and I think in a weird way, Roman, I keep swinging back and forth on who I want to win this, but Roman last night saying, Cody, what are you running for governor? Anyone got a kid wants to do his entrance with him? Anybody want an autograph?
Money comeback. I love that comeback. Loved it.
Yeah.
And Roman's so natural in his delivery. Like this heel era of Roman has been great because he just feels like such a true character. He feels like that's himself.
And brother, anytime he calls him an idiot, it's like, okay, so I did, because as a former wrestler, I'm watching him grab. We use transitional words to rethink of what we want to say next. Mm-hmm. And if you can't tell when Roman's in the ring with Cody, it's, you're an idiot. You're stupid. I'm going to tell you why you're stupid. I'm going to tell you why you're an idiot. But guess what? It holds true. Like, I buy it when he says it. I know it's like, I don't find it a transitional wording for him before he thinks of what he's going to say next. Because he's so god darn convincing, is Roman, right?
Yeah.
I really believe he thinks Cody's an idiot. But let me ask you guys, devil's advocate. Cody wearing the three-piece suit, the sweet pocket watch, has gotten him to the dance. It's gotten him to be the most over babyface in all pro wrestling, right? So am I wrong in saying that in that one comeback promo, he should award something different? Like, again, what do you guys think?
Yeah, because then it stands out more. Because he always wears the suit and everything, the one time he comes out really pissed, really aggressive, a different outfit, whatever, like you said, it's weight clothes or whatever. Just something different. So it just really stands out. You're like, that was the promo where Cody was really pissed. Remember that one promo where he just went off on The Rock?
I do.
So that wardrobe would have stood out more if he did something else.
Glenn, you're way more culturized than I am. I'll admit it. Do you think, am I being meathead Matt Morgan right now by saying I did not want to see him wear the same old coming out? Should that have anything to do with the intensity of his promo and him saying he was going to threaten to kick The Rock's ass?
I mean, in some ways, I feel like I'm playing WWE 2K24 and he's got the suit attire and the Homelander attire and that's it. I think change is always good. Now, he doesn't need to be one of those wrestlers who's always wearing a new piece of merch. I think that's kind of overdone. But you know what? Even him in a t-shirt, though, like casual day Cody, I would pop for right now. That'd be nice to see.
I still gotta go to the gym, dude. Come on, you're killing me.
Yeah,
I need I need my BCAAs. You're killing me here.
I feel you. The branch chain amino acids to the layman out there. So let's talk. I remember. I'm taking like 10 pills a day and vitamin D droplets and B12 droplets and drinking my green juice.
Let's go, Glenn.
I know.
Nice.
Getting up there, man. I understand. Down 28 pounds as of today in the last. Yeah, in the last 10 weeks. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
Like, record scratch a show. If we had a producer, I can go, it would be here.
Yeah.
Hold up. 28 pounds in the last 10 28 weeks? 28 pounds
in the last 10 weeks, yes.
Glenn, that's monu-flipping mental.
Yeah, I still got like 30 more to go, 30 or 40 more to go. But yeah, it's been good. But I've been eating just, you know what's funny? For people that know, I've been vegan for 20 plus years now. But I've been very much a junk food vegan and I love bread and pasta. So I've been just doing, you know, lots of salads, lots of kale, lots of, you know, like a white bean stroganoff. It's like mushrooms and white beans in a stroganoff sauce, but it's very healthy because it's all whole foods, right? Put a little kale in there.
I'm proud. Can you put a bleeper on? I don't want to mess this up and demonetize us, but I'm proud. I would literally say I'm proud as F as you right now. Like, that's insane. 28 pounds?
28, yeah. Yeah,
dude, that's a part of a human. Wow.
And by the way, I haven't started back with the walking yet and everything because I wanted to get I consider this the easy weight. The easy weight.
That's just diet? Is that just diet?
Just diet. Just diet. But you know, it reminds me, Raj, we know, remember Chuck from Wink. Chuck lost like 100 pounds. And I was talking with him Now, Chuck, you'll get them now and you go, wow, you're such a thin guy. And I'm like, oh, you're vegan. And I would be like, oh, you need to go to this vegan restaurant. And he's like, I eat only whole vegetables. and like, here's the most annoying thing about vegans and about diet people and about a lot of this stuff. And Matt, you know, this is nutrition. Person. Yeah, but you know, the most annoying thing about some of this stuff is the simplest truth is what works. And it sucks because we all want to figure out the little hacks of, oh, I'm going to eat this. And it tastes, you know what I mean? Like, I do. It's like, no, just eat some more kale, eat some beans. It's really not that hard. You know, I do.
Once you start doing cardio, brother, you'll get those next 20 easily like that.
Yeah. Congrats, man. That's a huge deal. So congrats. That's
30 pounds. That's insane. Yeah.
Well, but remember, guys, when we started doing this 8 years ago, I was at like 215, and then I fluctuated over the years. Like I went up, down, but I was at my lowest.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11". So, okay. Yeah. So 215 for me is like, that's about, I've never gotten below, like my body will not let me go below 200 pounds. Even when I was working out all the time, yeah, Matt, even yeah, when I was yeah, doing yeah, everything, 200 is my that's floor.
It responds to. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was when I was doing Body for Life, 6 small meals a day, hydroxy cut twice a day. Couldn't get below 200. Never worked.
My favorite fat burner of all time.
Oh, it's it was so pissed. Yeah.
Nobody's more
they pissed discontinued off than that, right?
I was so angry at that. All because a high school kid took that and did not do it properly.
Yeah, went on a treadmill for 8 hours running and their heart exploded.
It was the best fat burner of all time, Raj. I swear to you.
No, I used it a couple times back in the day. My so wife's good. Family used to own a couple GNCs, so we'd get that stuff for free.
Oh, yeah. I wish I was your friend then.
Yeah, Matt, you collecting your GNC points for discounts still?
Mm-hmm.
I drove around. This is like what a mark I am about, just the weirdest stuff. I drove around to GNC's because it was like, oh, do you have the new Ghost flavor? It was like, I really want the strawberry bubblicious. So I went to like 8 GNC's till I found it.
For folks that know what we're talking about, that thing was that godsend of flavors. Yeah. He's not wrong.
There's so much good stuff. Okay, but I want to talk about...
Let's go back.
We got some super chats, and we're going to talk about WrestleMania Rundown here. So Bigfoot Sneakerhead... Buck99, thank you, sir, saying, hey, guys, hope we talk about X-Men 97. That launched this week. I have not watched it yet. I'm looking forward to that.
I have.
You watched the new one?
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's fine. Yes. Yeah.
It's in the theaters, or is
no,
it?
No, it's on Disney Plus, and it's a continuation of the X-Men animated series from the 90s. They just picked right up where that left off with the new season.
So smart. So smart.
Have you guys seen Roadhouse yet, the new one?
No.
Yes, I have.
Are you watching the new one already?
Yes.
How was it?
Good?
I thought it was friggin' incredible. They did a very good justice of its former counterpart. However, because I'm old, I'm always going to be, you know, more heartfelt toward its original, right?
Well, it's Patrick Swayze who's...
Come on!
Who's awesome. Yeah.
Come on!
I just watched the first Roadhouse a couple of weeks ago. And that's another one where I was...
No, you're not... Rock, Glenn, do not... I got to use the bathroom. No. Do not let him slip away in that. Kill him for that. Kill him.
Yeah. I mean, Roadhouse is a classic. I remember seeing Roadhouse as when it came out, which I guess we would have been like 14, maybe. And I was just like, this is like really kind of adult for an action movie.
Yeah.
As a child, that was my reaction. I was just like, what is going on here? There's a lot of violence and nudity and meanness. Like
it was kind of like the end of a great action era where you didn't have all the CGI and all the, you know, it was like that Stallone Schwarzenegger, the kind of like the ending of that era. It was, it came out in an awesome time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And Swayze was just, I mean, dude, Ghost, Point Break, Dirty Dancing. Like he was just on a run then.
That was a wild run, yeah.
Yeah, although I never saw Next to Kin. I heard Next to Kin is okay.
Like, hey,
yeah,
guys, let me ask you a question. Back to the original. Did you not think, what was the guy's name? His partner in that film. Did you not, like, get vibes of Kevin Nash?
Oh, Sam Elliott?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Sam Elliott, the actor, the older guy, right?
I always got vibes of Kevin Nash with that character.
As Wade Garrett.
Yeah.
Like a thin Kevin Nash.
And much shorter, but like gray
hair. The hair.
Gray hair and could F you up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. He was awesome. That about Sam Elliott in general. I think Sam Elliott could kick any of our asses.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Ryan Muhammad, 199 pounds. Thank you. Punk could do the Ace Steel promo to Cody in Chicago.
Oh. Okay, so like all right, Ryan Muhammad is going to make me pick between my two favorite, like, Mark Blay fans I'm the biggest fan of. I would pick Punk over them, if I'm being honest, though. So I'm all in favor of that because I want to see CM Punk hit a grand slam on his out with WWE. I do.
Well, to that point, Ryan also says CM Punk is WWE's number one face attraction and Cody's the face of the company.
I don't know about that anymore, man. If you look at the quarter hours when Cody is on, the quarter hours on Raw shoot up lot. Like, he was easily the high points of the show, and so CM Punk. But
so Ryan. So I use my neighbor. His name is Zayden. Mm-hmm. Zayden is only 10. No, he's 12. He's 12 years old, and he always will come over and be like, "Hey, can you beat up?" And he will name the hot flavor of the month WWE wrestler to me. And he's been doing this for the last like 5 or 6 years. And finally he came to me with Cody Rhodes. I'm like, no, I love Cody Rhodes. I do not think I could beat up Cody Rhodes, just to make him love Cody Rhodes more, right? Obviously, in a real fight, I would wipe the floor with new Cody Rhodes. But nonetheless, because of his, you know, like him being a fan, I don't want to mess that for him. But like, no, Cody Rhodes is the ish, is what I tell him. However,
yeah,
CM Punk, different ball game for me, because I do want Punk came up in my era, and I do want to see him finish his own, not to be a cornball story, in his WWE chapter, so to speak. I want to see him become a Hall of Famer, and to get there, I do think he needs one big run in WWE to make it happen. He should have it happen no matter what. But if you're making me choose between Punk and Cody with a gun to my head, I'm choosing Punk. I just am.
Yeah. And I will say Punk has been looking great too on his Instagram already. I think he's already got his cast off. He's
working. I need to follow him. I don't think I follow him on Instagram.
I think he'll be back by SummerSlam with the way he's going. So
Drew's all over though, by the way.
Drew's trolling abilities are like, of all so time. Great.
No, guys, I'm not exaggerating. I gave him a follow on Twitter the other day simply because I told him, I go, you're the smartest wrestler in the world right now that knows how to promote yourself while crapping on those in which you want to work against. And he does it better than anybody. I don't know why the other wrestlers don't do it like him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's great, and man, I would love to see Drew win that title at WrestleMania and have him
me too CM Punk, yeah, me too
at SummerSlam.
I'm with you on that. That point, be a big win.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about something related to that in a second. But the Out of Pocket Variety Show, $5, saying problem is Cody's a white meat baby face by nature, but think about the hottest faces the past 25 years. How many of them were white meat baby faces?
You can't say
Tina Hogan
in the last 25 years.
No. Yes, Raj is correct. No, Raj, you're correct. Give me more. Who?
Cena?
Yes.
Sting? Well, that's going back 30 years.
Wait, 25 years. What year is 25 years ago?
1999.
So Sting, what, 98, I thought, but okay.
Yeah, but he was not the white meat baby face by that point. Like, he was the Crow then. I mean, like, Surfer Sting was the white meat baby face.
Great point, Raj.
Yeah. So, yeah, Cena is definitely at the top there. Roman was for a little bit, but that didn't work.
No, it didn't work. And people don't they don't want white meat baby faces. I'm sorry. It's just a fact. They want that twinge, not twinge between the characters being gray versus white or black, right? Bad or good. They want it. They want something that's believable. Mm-hmm. And no offense to Roman, he wasn't believable as that Shield baby face. No. He wasn't there yet. He's believable as F, as villain Roman, though. God, he's so talented and good.
Yeah. So this pivots to what we're going to talk about next. T-Smitty 3000, $5 Super Chat. Thank you, T-Smitty. The women's story on SmackDown's been awesome. We're getting Bianca, Naomi, and Jade versus Damage Control. Bianca not following Bayley is a nice touch. I like that last night.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very amazing layer to that storyline. I agree. And for those that go, like, oh, that was just a throwaway. No, it was not. It was not a throwaway. No, yeah. Seriously, Naomi dragging Bianca out of this scene to let us, we weren't left with a definitive what's going to happen here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I thought that was genius. It was awesome. And it's a very good onion layer.
And then right after that, they had the Jade Cargill, you know, vignette, which I thought was really well done.
And she'll be there on next Friday. So that's going to be interesting if she's the late addition to this match, because this is going to mean that it's not, because you could do the Kabuki Warriors versus Naomi and Bianca. Like,
right.
That makes all the sense on earth. But making it involving Dakota Kai, making it Damage Control versus Naomi, Bianca, and Jade. I mean, if Asuka's not cleared, because I know she had an injury a week ago, that's how you go get around that.
So, obviously, without saying, Jade Cargill needs to go over and needs to go over flipping strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're definitely, you know, she's definitely wrestling. Yeah, whether it's that match or something else, you don't introduce her to on SmackDown, you know, weeks before WrestleMania, unless you've got.
I hope so. Don't curse us. I hope so.
So here's the crazy thing. Here's what I got for the match rundown for Mania. I got Bayley versus Io, Becky versus Rhea, Cody versus Roman, Cody Seth versus Rock Roman, Drew versus Seth, Gunther versus Sammy, Jimmy versus Jay. Judgment Day, probably versus Awesome Truth and someone else. The Kabuki Warriors as of today versus Naomi and Bianca. That'll probably be Damage Control versus Jade. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Logan versus RKO versus KO. So that's 11 that are confirmed or more or less confirmed. And then I think, because we got Santos versus Rey last night, I think we get LWO versus Legado, and that gives Dominic something to do with Legado, given that he showed up last night. Well, because Judgment Day's in the tag match.
Don't try to rationalize that.
Okay, Rhea's got her match.
Well, it's going to be Rey and Dominic on opposite sides. They don't do that angle last night.
They're not really together on screen anymore. Rhea. So yeah, I think Rey and Dominic. Yeah, Rey with the LWO, Dominic with Santos. That's fine. What about poor JD McDonough? He's got nothing to do. He's the only Judgment Day member without a WrestleMania plan.
He'll be in someone's corner.
I don't care.
Every other match you said was a banger in your terminology, Glenn. Banger of banger matches. Every match you just listed was like flipping awesome.
And there's probably going to be a women's tag match with a bunch of people.
Need to do more for specifically Dom. I'm sorry. He needs a feature match. And I'm sorry. He needs to go over too.
Yeah.
They could have done Dom versus Rey with some stip.
They just have them against each other last year?
But they never did it again, which was crazy
that
a match with so much heat and they never went back to it. So if they went back to it with a stip, I think it could be big.
Dom has good Lord heat. Mm-hmm. I couldn't pay the fans independently. Here's $10. Please boo the shit out of me. Like I could never get that kind of heat that Dom gets. Nobody could.
Right.
I'm sorry. I mean, you need to make money with that.
I think Priest is going to cash in and fail Sunday night against Drew.
So listen, Veggie Gamer, no one remembers Damian's Money in the Bank briefcase case anymore. Hugs and kisses, or whatever the hell that means. I agree. I keep forgetting. I'll be the first to admit, I do keep forgetting it. I don't think it's happening here because the fact that it's going to be Seth versus Drew McIntyre, and Drew McIntyre will win that title. No question about it in my mind, and it should happen that way. And I think WWE will F everything up if you have him cash in and then beat Drew for the championship. I think that's stupid. Drew is red hot. And if these clown box, I sound like Rock right here, if these idiots at WWE would just take 2 seconds to take just 1, 2, or 3 tweets from Drew McIntyre and don't even put Drew out on the show. Just put Drew's tweets on the show. It takes less time to do it. it'll get him more over, and it'll make him more hated. And I don't know why they're not doing it, Raj. Why aren't they doing it?
I just think right now with Priest, at least, I feel like it's just not his time right now.
He's not ready yet.
The title picture. Yeah.
I'll say he's not ready yet. He's not there. He's almost there. He's as close to the finish line as you can get.
Yep.
But he's not there yet. Not over Drew. He's not.
Right. Mm. Yep, exactly. And so you don't want to muddy those waters, because Drew should be champion for an extended period of time. And the people they have at the top are the people that should be there right now. Damien's not quite there to enter that realm.
And I'm not saying this is a kiss ass. I'm saying it because he is the truth. He is so I'm not trying to be like make a pun there, but he is that talented. He is that good. He's just not there yet to championship level. Unless it's a fluke type of championship in which he wins it and somebody beats him. No, you don't want that for him. Mm-hmm. He's fought so hard to get here. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like this idea. Priest should just lose a one-on-one cash-in match at Money in the Bank. Yeah, challenge him at Money in the Bank. Say, my 1 year's up. I challenge you to a one-on-one match. That's your world title main event.
But there's no element of surprise there.
But we don't we don't always need it.
Okay.
By not always needing it, Glenn, it adds to the element of surprise for future briefcase winners, right? It does.
Yeah.
That seems so above the board for Judgment Day.
It does. But,
unless they're turning Damian Priest babyface, because they've been teasing them breaking up for a while. So that's one way to go about
That's true. That's true. That is true.
Yeah. It's exciting. I can't believe 2 weeks away from Mania.
And it's a stacked card. You're running down that card, and it's like it's
all dream matches to Mark Matt here. All dream all those matches, I'm like, you can hear my internet orgasm over each.
And you know, the only thing that could happen that can make it better is if Shane McMahon makes a surprise appearance and redeems himself for last year.
Snoop.
That went right over my head. What do you mean?
Wait, remember last year Shane McMahon made a surprise appearance, busted his quad, tore his quad.
I remember that.
Snoop had to finish the segment by like
and pin the Miz, right?
Not being a jerk here, we don't need any McMahons to do with this Mania. Peace, kick rocks. Yes. Thank you for everything you did for our business, but there's the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can bring Raw Underground back,
but you've got to find something for CM Punk to do, though. Like, I don't know if you have a special ref in that Drew match or.
In the very least, commentary, because he's commentary gold.
Yeah.
He gives us nugget after nugget of pop.
Yeah. And hearing him in that stadium getting that pop, they've got to do something.
Yeah.
Know if that fits his character, but yeah.
Raj, before we leave. No, he's not going to be Samoa Joe rocking the poncho in the middle of the rain in Tampa. So let me ask you this. Raj, how would you book CM Punk? He's coming. You said that he's coming back in Chicago, right?
Yeah. And he's teasing he's going to do something at Mania.
Your perfect booking. You have the pen, Raj. How would you book it?
So this is one way you could do it, is that he's on commentary for a few matches, right? They introduce him. He's on commentary for the Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre match. They get into it.
No. I'm sorry. My apologies. That's not Mania. The Chicago show before him. I'm sorry.
Oh, I think he just cuts a promo. I think all he can do, he can't do anything physical right now. So he just cuts a promo, says he's going to be at Mania. Drew comes out. And then Seth comes out for the save, and Seth and Drew go at it. But you know, something like that, just so you get Punk saying he'll be at Mania, and that's all you do.
Yeah.
You keep that Drew thing going as well.
Because we need it from Punk's perspective to keep it going, because Drew has done a masterful job, like legit master's class on how to maintain a storyline with somebody who got injured and nobody's talking about right now, right?
Yeah.
God, he's so good on Twitter. God, I love his tweets.
That's a lost art, too, when people would get injured and they just disappeared off TV and the wrestlers would keep it going, like in the 80s, 90s. They would, they would keep those feuds alive, but they stopped doing that. Now they're able to do that. I think that's great.
So I popped huge because I'm watching everything that is Drew. And I watched his promo talking about he tried to give us the history of pro wrestling, but before he did – He said, but all you fools in the audience don't even know your own American history. So I popped huge for that. Huge.
That was great.
Because he's coming across as a jerk.
Yeah.
Right? And doing his part to be the heel the whole way through it. And then he gave us the legit wrestling history, saying, like, look, we started in carnivals. We were carny folk. And then we started, wrestling in, not VFW halls, what do you say? The same thing as VFW halls, smoky VFW halls. And then eventually we had sellout stadiums, right? Yeah. And I popped for that because he did give the proper pro wrestling history. While still bagging on the business and the fans. I'm like huge. I did not think I would be it, but I'm a huge Drew McIntyre marker at this moment.
Especially when Drew first came back to WWE, he was just paired with Dolph Ziggler and he didn't have much personality. They were just calling him the Scottish psychopath. And he was always intense.
He always had that personality though.
They weren't bringing it out. Yeah.
It's their job to bring it. You just hit it on the head. It's their job to bring it out. It's like spend 2 minutes with the guy. Yeah. Talk to him and say, hey, look, you were the chosen one, the re-chosen one. Shout out Jeff Jarrett, right? And we're bringing you back. What's different now? They should have asked him that.
Yeah.
And he would have given him, I promise you, as somebody who left the company, went to TNA for 7 years, and got the main, hang on, where's my... Here we go. Main event experience that Johnny Ace and Vince wanted me to get because they couldn't book me as an undercard talent or as a mid-card talent because I'm too big. Okay, great. Good story. I got it in TNA, and when I was coming back to WWE in 2014 and re-debuting in the Royal Rumble, I can speak from experience that there is a whole bunch of years of experience that you have under your belt that makes you grizzled in a good way. Mm-hmm. And you have a whole ish a lot to say on the subject. And they should be putting a mic in front of Drew's face nonstop because Drew lost his dream job and then got it back through working his ass off, working on the indies. They're missing so much with him. It's not even funny.
Yeah. And I'm just hoping he resigned because he is just doing the best.
Oh, me too. Me too.
I'm sure he does before he wins that title.
But Glenn, he's the one and only heel that I can honestly go, how's he the heel? He's making sense. I agree with every word this guy says.
Those are the best villains that make some good points.
You hit it on the head, Glenn. So, like, he's constantly hitting on the head with, like, hey, Seth Rollins, why are you constantly being a mark for what's going on SmackDown? You need to be a Raw champion, homeboy. Yeah. If I was a Raw, and he makes perfect sense. Everything he says, I'm like, check. I agree. Mm-hmm.
So both nights of WrestleMania, we'll be covering it. Are we doing stand and deliver, guys? Are you going to wake up early that NXT
morning? What the hell
is the
timeout? What is stand and deliver?
That's the NXT PLE before Mania. They do it, though, in the morning.
They call their time. No. They call their PLE stand to deliver.
No, the Mania weekend one. They don't use takeover for everything anymore because it was getting out of hand. There were too many takeovers. There were like.
I like takeover.
I like takeover
stand
too.
And deliver. Well,
they have a couple.
Deliver,
they got Vengeance Day. They got stand and deliver. They got In Your House.
Glenn. Yeah. I get In Your House. I'm a huge mark for that.
Yeah.
It's a great callback.
Mania one just became stand and deliver. I don't know, man. I didn't choose this. Great American Bash they do in the summer.
Okay, so my apologies. I'm not yelling at you for that, but. Stand and deliver?
Yeah. It's been doing it for years now. Yes. Okay, so we got Tony D'Angelo going for the NXT title against Dragon.
Your favorite wrestler of all time.
Oh,
your
Tony's
favorite
gonna win.
Wrestler of all
Tony's
time.
Gonna be NXT
Screw
champ.
The Rock, but Tony D'Angelo.
Tony D'Angelo.
No, Rock. Forget Rock. Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, Sting, Ric Flair.
Did any
Tony
of them,
D'Angelo's his boy.
Did any of them come out to the ring, palm the ref a $20 bill, and say, get yourself a little something nice before the match?
That's what does it for you.
That's amazing. That's character work, Matt. You don't need a character because you're huge. And when they gave you a character, it diminished your hugeness.
Ted DiBiase got a referee to get plastic surgery. So it paid the referee off that way.
But
so
but to Glenn's point, maybe I could have used that character. He's not wrong.
That's a little bit more, you know? He's got a consigliere, the D'Angelo family. He's got a lawyer. There was a lawyer character in NXT, and he just joined the D'Angelo family. He's the Tom Hagen of the D'Angelo family.
I thought I was watching this. I need to catch up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What if we do after SmackDown? Because that's going to be a loaded SmackDown. And then we just do both.
I'm not going to be here the SmackDown before Mania. I have tickets to see Charo, and that's been a lifelong dream. So I'm going to see Charo. That's right.
Wait, give
doing
me
that
song,
to SmackDown. Nobody knows the Charo song. She plays the guitar and she goes coochie coochie, and she's adorable.
Coochie coochie on a love boat.
Yeah, you know Charo. Exactly. From a love boat. Yeah. She's still alive and she looks amazing. So she doesn't tour that often. So I'm going Friday night before Mania. Yeah, instead of SmackDown, I'm doing that.
Hashtag Charo.
Yeah, in Vegas. So no, but Stand and Deliver is that Saturday morning, Raj, before Mania.
Oh,
and there's time to cover it in between. You don't have to show up, but Matt, if you watch it, or maybe Issa and I'll do it. Maybe we'll bring Issa.
No. Good try.
Maybe Matt, me, you, and Issa will do it. It'll be fun.
You're so desperate to get Issa on here, and I'm not desperate. I'm not disrespecting him because I love Issa.
Wow.
Too.
Oh wow.
Let's do all three of us.
Okay, I'm down. I love it. I'm gonna Stand and Deliver is gonna be it. And by the way, we're getting Carmelo Hayes versus Trick Williams. No title.
Huge. Just a grudge. Storyline. I agree with that.
Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez, which will be good. I think we're gonna get Thea Hale versus JC Jayne, though. The story they've been building in Chase U. That I'm looking forward to.
You love Chase U way more. I love Chase U. I think Chase U is so corny. No offense.
I thought it was at first, but it grew on me. Finally, I was like, I gave in to what they were doing.
So, Glenn, may I ask you? Yeah. Go ahead, Raj. Sorry.
I was going to say, it's like if you took the varsity club and then made them not look like athletes. that's what you get with Chase U.
Chase, it turned out, was betting on matches, bankrupted his university. JC came in and did a Women of Chase U calendar to raise money to bail out Chase U. Again, this is storytelling, Raj.
That is.
It is storytelling. Okay.
Yeah. So you just told 90% of our audience watching this show right now, this podcast, something they had no clue about because it doesn't draw them enough to watch and pay attention to what you just said.
Yeah.
So what you just said is, okay, I'm not going to lie.
It's a TV show, man. It's a TV show.
But listen to me. What you just described is pretty flipping funny and entertaining. But overall, like the payoff with what it used to, here's the problem. Everybody like me is going to compare NXT to what it once was.
Sure.
That's the problem.
The wrestling's still great.
Listen to me. I'm down to be on a show with you and Issa. I'm in. I'll watch.
I'll do it. But no, look, NXT, the wrestling is still phenomenal. The only thing they changed in this quote unquote 2.0 era is they're focusing more on doing colorful characters and more storylines, which by the way, before
that, are they more colorful?
Yes. And by the way, before the Undisputed Era, in my opinion, made NXT AEW light. NXT used to be this way. Tyler Breeze doing his stuff, back with Enzo and Cass. Like they did have big characters on that show.
I think a big difference now is what they're doing is it's more developmental, where they're not bringing in Nakamura's and Finn Balor's and Joe Cole's and Joe.
Well, Gallows and Anderson are back in there. Baron Corbin is doing great work with Braun Breaker.
Wait, Gallows and Anderson are on it?
Yeah, they're back in NXT.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Baron Corbin has been having a peak with Braun Breaker.
I've been watching Baron Corbin. I agree with that.
Right. But as far as bringing in like established talent and using them, you know, they've kind of stopped doing that. And they're bringing in main roster guys, which they've always done. But as far as bringing in people from the outside and really relying on them for a long period of time, which I think is good.
To make their debut, Raj, though. That's the difference here. Nakamura coming to NXT to debut and have these gangbuster matches with Sami Zayn.
He was there a long time. Bobby Roode, there a long time. Aleister Black. You had all these guys that were ready that they took forever to bring up.
But they had great matches with.
They did. And Adam Cole, they never brought up.
Well, and I actually think the track record for the 2.0 era, Grayson Waller, Austin Theory, Tiffany Stratton, they haven't all been winners, but lately they're on a roll with these cards.
They're all winners. What do you mean? Winners?
Those three are winners. I'm saying everyone else hasn't been. Well, Cameron Grimes hasn't translated well the main roster.
I don't know how he has, and that's on them to figure it out because he's got all the talent in the world. He's as charismatic as days come.
He has a great angle.
It's on, but angle or not, it's on WWE to figure out how to put these people in the best light. And I'll remind folks, I'm not saying Vince is there today. In fact, we all know Vince ain't there today.
Yeah.
But Vince, who's supposed to be the Moondar genius, put a stuttering character on the guy who graduated first in his class with a public speaking degree, but I'll digress.
Yeah. And Santino's daughter, Ariana Grace in NXT, has an amazing gimmick.
Wait,
yeah.
Whoa. Don't just roll over that. What?
Yeah. Santino Morella's daughter.
And her she has that it factor. She has that it factor too. I could see her.
I had no idea.
And her gimmick is that she's Miss NXT and she wears a sash. And now, and I swear to God, you guys are going to think this is corny, but this is the sitcom shit I live for. Gigi Dolin lost a match to her, and now she's going to do a My Fair Lady and teach Gigi Dolin how to be a proper superstar and like give her etiquette lessons.
Where did Gigi Dolin come from, in your opinion, Glenn?
What's that?
Where does the name Gigi Dolin come from, in your opinion?
I think there's a Gigi Allen reference in there, kind of like Darby Allin. Actually, it's funny. It's the other half, and she used to be involved with Darby Allin. So it's funny that she's Gigi Dolin, he's Darby Allin. But I'm not sure what the Dolin is a reference to specifically.
Okay. I think you hit it right in the head right there.
Yeah. Her character, when Toxic Attraction broke up, it seems like they were giving her a major babyface push.
But Toxic Attraction was a great like team that I know I can put on national television.
Yeah.
And get heat.
Didn't they get called up to the main roster for a minute or a couple of
they had a match in that women's tag title tournament when Nikita Lyons and Zoe Stark couldn't do it due to a visa issue getting into Canada.
But they did not do them justice.
Yeah. Mandy Rose, I think, really worked as the leader of that faction.
And was a trillionaire waiting to happen. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, I think her finances are working out pretty well, Matt, with what she opted her new career is.
Okay, but still, I don't care what her hair color is, eye colors are. I'm sorry, the girl has charisma for days. And
I agree.
They missed the boat with that. Not to cash in on her because she did her part. She did everything that you're supposed to do. Ad nauseum, because she should have been called up even more prematurely, in which she eventually got called up. I was very, for the longest time, Glenn, how long would you say that she carried NXT? Girl or guy? I'm sorry. She carried it on her own.
With the exception of Becky Lynch, they have had a problem. But hear my point. Since she left, with the exception of Becky Lynch, they have not had a main event. And I love the women's division in NXT, but they have not had someone that has carried the top of that division with the same gravitas, except Becky, since Mandy left.
And Mandy carried it over the guys.
Yeah.
With respect to every guy in that division, I'm sorry. She was a more must-see talent than any guy in that division. WWE effed up majorly with her. Sorry.
Tiffany Stratton could have carried it, but they brought her up. You know,
she was champion. Becky defeated her, but she had her best matches with Becky. I think that was really her graduation.
Tiffany's a better promo than her, Raj. Do you really think she's a better promo than Mandy? She's good.
She will be.
She's not there yet.
Yeah. The problem they have, and I don't know why this is, for some reason, the women can get amazing responses in matches. They can do great backstage segments and promos.
Yeah.
But they've had this problem. Roxanne had this problem. Tiffany had this problem.
A good promo too.
But they win the championship. They go in the ring and they cut a promo. And some of the audience are just not feeling it. Some of them are jerks. You know what needs to happen? I said this. And I know NXT talent watches the other coverage I do. So I really think it's got to be similar to Cody. There needs to be, if you're a budding superstar on a championship road at NXT, you need to go out there and say, hey, why don't I do a meet and greet while these fans are waiting in line? Why don't I go out and offer to take autographs and photos before the show? Because it's so psychological, but if you can just get that live audience to get behind you, you tick that box. You could do everything else right, but if they hear what chance, you just lose it. Sorry.
So let me speak from experience. I did this in Ohio Valley Wrestling. Ohio Valley Wrestling was the only developmental talent division we had in WWE at the time when I was there. Heartland Championship Wrestling was shit canned. Every talent in there was shit canned except for Charlie Haas and Lance Cade, if I remember correctly. And they came to us in OVW. And one of the things Jim Cornette helped me get over as a babyface in OVW and making every you can ask Jimmy, who is the most over babyface he's ever had? It's me, by far and away. I'm not saying it sound like an arrogant asshole. I'm saying it because if you go back and you watch the tapes, he set me up for success on television. However, I was doing everything else outside television that nobody saw. I was at the, what was it called? Shoney's Buffet, signing free autographs. Yeah. I was at our show an hour to 2 hours before the event started, and I gave free autographs to anybody that wanted it. Took pictures and back, this is how old I am, but like legit, like photos where the camera, where the photo would come out as you took it, Polaroid.
Yeah.
As we took it on the spot with every single fan. And if you go back and you watch Ohio Valley Wrestling, you'll see everyone in that arena chant, let's go Matt, as a babyface fighting from underneath as a 7-footer against a 5'10" heel or whoever the heel was. And it was because of the extra ish I did to make them cheer for me. And it's so important what you just said, Glenn. It's beyond important. And I think it's a lost art today because everybody thinks they're super over and they're superstars. No, you're not. You're as big of a superstar as what that arena chants or doesn't chant for you.
Yeah. No, and it's crazy to think about this when you think about how NXT is on national television on USA, soon to be on network television on the CW.
Crazy.
And I swear, as a babyface, if you can just get the 200 people in that small place to cheer for you, you're made.
Guys, do it, please.
You're made as a babyface.
You guys will make so much money out of this, sincerely. Kiss babies, sign autographs, do whatever that bleep you have to do. Mickey James is the only person I saw as my counterpart that would be out in that parking lot in Ohio Valley Wrestling in Louisville, Kentucky, spending hours before our event began because she got it. She understood it as our female big world champion babyface. She understood it. And the other guys were like, I'm not going up there. I'm like, cool, more for me. And I get made fun of for it. I'm like, Dave, if you go back, I'm dead ass. Watch any Ohio Valley Wrestling tape. Or nowadays, I can't say tape. But what's on Ohio Valley Wrestling today online?
Yeah.
I'd say from 2002 to 2003, you'll see what I'm talking about. As a 7-foot, 300-pound stud, like baby face fighting from underneath, I had the whole arena in the palm of my hands because I did that extra work. And it doesn't take extra work to do it. How hard is it to smile for a picture, Glenn?
But here's the craziest thing. They do this at the house shows when they go to Lakeland. When they do the Florida hoop, they do it there. I think that just nobody's thinking to do it on a TV day.
Oh, you know? Do it on the TV day.
I know, do it on the TV day.
Being filmed,
I know.
Dude.
I know.
Always do it, guys.
And see, Tiffany Stratton, the reason why she had the best reaction is as a heel, she didn't need the audience. She needed them to respect her or not what her to death. And they did that. They gave her that. But it's going to be interesting. I think Roxanne's winning the championship again.
She should.
And we'll see how it goes.
She should.
Rock she has a lot more gravitas now. She looked too young before, but now she looks.
No. Even back then, she had the promo down. My opinion.
And I just think it was a little too soon before.
So,
but also the Mandy thing, that was a last minute spontaneous booking decision. Raj, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say next week we could give our predictions for both WrestleMania and Stand and Deliver.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good. Okay, everybody, Raj back from vacation. He needs to go decompress and unpack. Matt needs to go to the gym. I need to pack. I'm going on a little thing. So, okay, everybody, have a great rest of your weekend. Have a great week, and we'll catch you back here next time on Gigantic Pop. Take care, everyone.
And hit like,
yeah,
and subscribe.
Like, share, subscribe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.